Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The movement to slow down the development of data centers is gaining momentum throughout the state. The Burnside Township Board of Trustees enacted a temporary moratorium on data centers. That action was done to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of the township residents. The momentum will give township officials time to study the impact of data centers on the environment and residents, as well as the regulations that govern them. And another news for today. The Emily City Community Schools will be again hosting the summer meals program Meet Up and Eat Up. The free school program will offer breakfast, lunch, and meal kit pickups at Emily City Middle Schools at 495 West 1st Street. Meals will be available through Monday through Thursday from June 22nd through the 25th, from June 29th to July the 2nd, and then again from July 6th to July the 31st. Breakfast will be served from 8:15 to 9:15 a.m., and lunch from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the school cafeteria. Also, multiple meal kit pickups will be available every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with one meal kit per child. In addition, adults are welcome to purchase a meal to eat. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. During the last meeting of the Emily City Commission, approval was given to lower taxes slightly and to select engineers for an infrastructure project. Commissioners approved a resolution for the 2026 Truth in Taxation millage that addressed municipal property taxes. The resolution lowered the property tax millage rate to 16.5345 mils from the previous rate of 16.5345 mils. In other money matters, commissioners also approved the final plan for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund for the wastewater treatment system and improvements, as well as for engineers that Fleece and Vanderblink will be drafting the plan to do the work. And another news for today. The Marathon Township Planning Commission will conduct public hearings regarding data centers and short-term rentals. The commission will conduct a public hearing at 6 p.m. on June the 15th at the Columbiaville Community Center at 4620 Water Street to consider a battery storage ordinance. The commission will also conduct a public hearing at 6 p.m. Monday, June the 29th at the Township Hall to consider a request by Jeffrey Hemingway for a special land use permit for the property located at 4729 Cosenza Drive. The property is currently zoned as agricultural residential. Hemingway's request is for a special land use to be used as a short-term rental property. Copies of the issues can be viewed from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Written comments can be sent to the township clerk at P.O. Box 457 in Columbiaville, Michigan, 48421. Prior to the public hearing. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Sunday, June the 7th of 2026. George W. Jackson, age 91 of Ubley, passed away on June the 5th of 2026. Visitation for George W. Jackson will take place on Wednesday, June 10th, at Our Savior Lutheran Church at 123 West Irwin Street in Bad Axe from 9 a.m. until the time of service. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. at the church on Wednesday. At 1 p.m. on Wednesday, family and friends will then travel in procession from the church to the Valley Cemetery in Ubley for committal prayers and military honors. Military honors will be conducted under the auspices of the United States Army and the Thumb Veterans Organization. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to wishes of the family in care of Ruth A. Panduran. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpin Funeral Home, and you can leave your condolences online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.